Lake State Police spokesperson Major Elijah Mabor Makwai says armed young men from Pakam community of Rumbek North County attacked Makirbiech cattle camp belonging to Gok community in a swampy area of Shebet County, leaving more than a dozen villagers dead.
It was reported that more than 14 people were killed both sides and other two people were wounded. And according to the report, we were told that the number of cattle being raided are very huge, and up to now, the number is not well confirmed.
Eyewitness John Chejdut says the attackers raided the camp at around 6 o'clock Monday morning.
The cattle were raided and the fighting took place. There were some casualties actually. Around 8 people lost their life and 21 people were actually wounded. Out of 21, 4 people have fractures. The people who attacked were even mentioned that they were back from Pakam in Rumbek North County, and then some of the youth from Rup were involved.
Dude says he saw more than 20 people being treated for gunshot wounds at Shebet County Civil Hospital who were injured in the fighting. When the fighting was over, Shebet County Commissioner Isaiah Akol Mathiang visited the area and transported the wounded to Shebet County Hospital, according to Dude. Commissioner Mathiang did not answer repeated calls for comment. Dude says most of the women and children fled to the bush during the fighting, and some of them have yet to return.
They ran away from those cattle camp and they came to Abreu. Some of them came to Duany. So there is a displace that took place in the cattle camp. Most of them ran to their villages, where children also and women were sleeping under the trees, because they were a bit of distance far from the area. So I urge all youth in Lake State to be calm, and then we cooperate with the government so that all those people who make this kind of attack can be put in the book of justice, because this issue of killing each other had been taking place for many years and nothing came out as something good there.
Dude says villagers are waiting for the governor to come and arrest the attackers. He appealed to youth to refrain from killings and cattle rustling and allow the state government to enforce the rule of law and administer and improve security so that everyone can move around freely. Right Reverend Isaac Dio Atter of a Diocese of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan is urging the people of Lagos State to refrain from violence.
What is taking place now in our country or Lagos State now, it is totally wrong. It is totally wrong. It is not good. Bible does not allow that one to kill. God said, don't kill someone, because all of us, we are created image of God and we are brothers in God's sight. God does not like that killing. It is totally a sin.
A string of attacks and counterattacks have occurred across the state over the past several months. Earlier this month, 18 people were killed in intercommunal fighting in the town of Rumbek East County. In late March, at least 13 people were killed in the communal clashes in Rumbek, Lake State, over a two-day period. Lieutenant General Rinpe Mabor, the newly appointed governor of Lake State, heard calls from the locals attending a workshop on Sunday to institute the death penalty for anyone involved in intercommunal fighting, cattle raids, or road ambushes. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabor in Rumbek, Lake State.